After Justin Trudeau resigned on Monday, January 6, the candidates who ran in the last federal election in the Pitt Meadows Maple Ridge riding did not varnish their opinions of the outgoing prime minister. Not surprisingly, Conservative MP Mark Dalton was a harsh critic. "I don't know of a worse prime minister in Canadian history," assessed Dalton. "There are other people to consider, his dad." Even Ahmed Yusuf, who ran as the Liberal candidate in the riding in 2021, said he aligned himself with the party, but not Team Trudeau. "He stayed too long, his legacy would have been better if he stepped aside earlier," said Yusuf. "He's hurt the Liberal brand." Steve Ranta, who ran as an independent, was also asked how Trudeau will be remembered. "His legacy is to prove that a total amateur with good photographs can pretend to be in charge of a country," answered Ranta. All men agreed the Liberal Party's declining popularity meant the party leader's days were numbered. "It was not entirely surprising, because of all the infighting that's been happening within the Liberal Party, because their polling numbers have been terrible," said Dalton. "There was a caucus revolt, but it wasn't because they disagree with his politics, they're looking at the polls. He basically went out kicking and screaming." Dalton backed up his assertion Trudeau is the worst PM ever, citing a dropping standard of living across Canada, dropping per capita incomes, rising crime, a carbon tax that's destructive to investment, and other issues. He said the image of Canada in the world has worsened. He put Canada in a lightweight position. Incoming U.S. President Donald Trump's threat of a 25% tariff on Canadian imports comes at a time when Canada is without a prime minister, and with Parliament prorogued until March 24. Dalton said it's a threat to the economy, with lumber mills in Maple Ridge and Pitt Meadows and other exporters left vulnerable. "You've got to take what he says seriously, but not necessarily literally. He expects an early election, which is scheduled to happen no later than October 20, with much dependent on NDP leader Jagmeet Singh, who has propped up the Liberal minority government. He said Parliament is shut down through most of March, so he expects the government could fall in a non-confidence vote no earlier than April, with an election 36 days later in May or June." Dalton said he intends to run for the Conservative Party again in 2025. City Councillor Yusuf, however, will not be running in the federal election, saying he prefers working in local government. "Enjoy municipal politics, it's where the rubber hits the road. You can stand on your own principles." Ranta plans to run in the federal election as well. "This election will be about things that are personal problems that are not being fixed," he predicted, naming housing prices, immigration and cost of living as key issues. "Climate change will be on the back burner again."